Chapter 15. Through the Christian Era. The Book of Revelation and prophetic symbol portrays the fatal consequences, and all history since the Book of Revelation was written gives the terrible facts of the disregard of these principles of divine truth. There is seen death on a pale horse, and hell following with him, riding forth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth, souls who were faithful to the word of God and the testimony which they held. Chap 6:8-11. There is seen a great city, spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where again our Lord was crucified. Chap 11:8. There is seen a great red dragon persecuting to the death the woman which brought forth the man-child who was caught up unto God, and to his throne, and persecuting the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Chap 12:13-17. There is seen a great and dreadful beast in alliance with the dragon, speaking great things and blasphemies, opening his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven, making war with the saints, exercising his baleful power over all kindreds, and tongues, and nations, and demanding of them the worship that is due to God only. Chap 13:1-7. There is seen an image of the beast in alliance with the dragon and the beast, exercising all the power of the first beast, deceiving them that dwell on the earth by means of miracles which he had power to do, causing all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name, and causing that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Chap 13:11-17. There is seen a great whore with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication, sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, the woman arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication, upon her forehead a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And she herself drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Chap 17:1-6. Yet over all death and hell, dragon beast and false prophet, lewd woman and harlot daughters, the saints of God obtain the everlasting victory. That victory is gained by the word of God and the testimony which they held, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, by the everlasting gospel. Their faithfulness is manifested in keeping the commandments of God and holding the testimony of Jesus Christ. Chap 12:17, by keeping the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Chap 14:12. Therefore upon them is pronounced the divine blessing, and to them there is given the eternal reward. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Chap 22:14. And from the eternal throne goes forth the royal command, Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Isaiah 26:2. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee. For thy judgments are made manifest. Chap 15:2-4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face. And his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. Thus is vindicated the loyalty of men to Christian principle. And this is the reward of Christian patriotism.